Big one to start the trip here. How do you view this one overall tonight?
That was really, really well-played game by both teams. I thought both goaltenders played well and made big stops when they needed to. Both teams competed hard. Wasn't a lot of free ice out there, but you know, it was nice that we could find a way to win it, get ourselves back up after the how we felt we played on Saturday, and get off to a good start on the road trip.
Shut out for Juice last time, and here only one tonight. Impressed with him again?
Yeah, he's played very well. He played solid, and I think even the Washington game, although we gave up some goals, I thought there was some weird bounces and things that went in the net for him. But I think when you look at his overall game, he played very well. So it was nice to see him come back in tonight and play well again and then find a way to win the game.
3 of 4 now that you guys have been on the right side of the ledger. Do you see your team turning a corner at all, or just sort of sticking with the grind and getting some better results now?
I think really just embracing the grind and staying with it and staying focused, not getting too low after a win, after a loss, not getting too high after a win, and just really understanding how we need to play this time of year and trying to be really consistent with that. And I think the more consistent you're in that, you're going to give yourself an opportunity to get better results, and fortunately we have, and we got to continue with that mindset.
When you're behind the bench and you see a guy like Laine get a penalty shot opportunity, what's going through your mind?
Not fun. Come on, Juice.
You've been, I think, beyond the bench now for 11 games, if I'm not mistaken. What have you learned from your team, about your team, in the course of those 11 games?
I think that we have a good group when we play the game the right way and to a certain identity. We're a very difficult team to play against. There's times, and sometimes we drift away from that, and then sometimes we let times in the game or components in the game get away from us. But I think the big thing we've worked on is, if we can stay with our identity and stay mentally tough and stay consistent in how we need to play, we're in every game. We have a chance to win every game. When we veer off of it, that's where we get in a little bit of trouble. So it's trying to really maintain the consistency of effort, intensity, mental focus, and detail. And when we do those things, we usually give ourselves a good chance.
Is tonight's second period sort of an example of that, sort of drifting away from your...
It's exactly you're bang on. The first period we felt we played well, and the second period we get away from different things, just small little things, just puck management, hardness on puck in the offensive zone, where we're kind of in and out and we don't make the best decisions with the puck. And then Winnipeg gets it, they come down on our end and they're playing there all the time, and they did a good job. And that's where, when we get away from it, we turn it into a 50-50 game. But when we can stay consistent in how we want to play in those areas, if you take the first and third, they were far different than the second period tonight. We got to put the whole three together.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys, have a good night.
You too. Thank you.